Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Where is he, Badger?
Not here. And that's a good thing, isn't it?
Honestly, I'd rather he just show up and get it over with. It's like he's purposefully torturing us.
Maybe Bruce won't show up at all.
We're not talking about Bruce, and you know it.
Adam. Maybe Adam won't show up at all.
Are the external cameras working?
Yes, the cameras are working. If he hovers within 500 feet in any direction, we'll know it.
And then what? Not like we can stop him from getting into the house. I mean, you wouldn't let me set up booby traps.
Because they wouldn't work against him. He has supernatural tracking abilities. He'd see them coming from miles away.
So we just keep on sitting here, peeking out the window and holding our breaths?
We keep on living our lives. And hoping that there's still some Bruce left inside of him.
It's him.
Well? Are you gonna answer it?
Yeah, I'll put it on speaker. Hello?
Bertie, it's me.
I know who it is.
No, I mean it's me, Bruce.
Sure it is.
I'm serious. I know that he came back inside that funhouse, but somehow I forced him down. That's why I've been staying away.
How did you do that?
Badger? Oh, I'm so glad you're there. Listen, I don't know how much longer I can hold him off. I need your help.
What kind of help?
Badge.
Badger, you know my programming better than anyone. Maybe you can fix this. Whatever Casey and Delphine did to me, you can set it back.
I don't know. I need the equipment at Holiday Corp, and we're not even allowed inside.
I can get us in. I'll meet you on the top floor, please. This might be my last chance.
You know, this is probably a trap.
There's a good chance.
But we're still going, aren't we?
Do we have any other choice?
Your corp roof. Now what?
Looks like the door leading inside is open.
Oh, goody. Then I guess he's in there, waiting for us.
Stay behind me.
Gladly.
He really did sound like Bruce, though, right? I know Adam could fake that, but...
It's okay, Badge. I want to believe it, too.
It's so dark in here.
Welcome to Whittier Corp, where the future is happening today.
Did they change the name back?
Already?
And they replaced my voice with that Rutherford Granger guy. They can't do that. I'm still the owner. I mean, I'm gonna have a word with the board. This is unacceptable.
Hey, guys.
Bruce! You scared me!
Oh, sorry about that.
Are you okay? I mean, are you... You?
Yes, it's me, but I... Hey, folks.
Adam!
Bertie, run.
Relax, you two. I'm not trying to hurt you. At least not yet. That was a joke.
Haha, I'm gonna murder you. Psych. Good one.
What do you want?
Come on, Badge. It doesn't have to be like that. We were pals once.
We're getting out of here.
Wait. I let Bruce call you here because I wanted to offer a proposition.
What kind of proposition?
The kind that gives you your life back. Look, we all know what I'm capable of. And I have every reason in the world to want to punish both of you for what happened to me. And considering the fact that you're all alone, it wouldn't be hard. But I've come to believe that revenge is a waste of time. My singular focus on it cost me everything. Now, I have much more important things that I want to do.
Like what?
It doesn't concern you. And that's kind of the point. I am offering you the deal of a lifetime. If you help me out, I'll leave you alone forever. You won't have to spend every second looking out the window waiting for me to show up and break into your house. Yes, Birdie, I've been watching you the whole time. That's how easy it is.
What do we have to do to make you go away?
You have to make Bruce go away. See, as good as it feels to be free, to be me again, I can still feel him in here, struggling to get out, tugging on my emotions, trying to make me feel guilty for wanting what I want.
Because deep down, you know you're better as Bruce. Bruce has friends and a family.
Adam never had that.
Bruce has a family that I will destroy piece by piece if you refuse to help me.
Bruce is my brother. I'm not gonna help you get rid of him.
Neither will I.
I said enough!
Let her go, Adam.
Bruce, no!
Not unless you give me what I want. Time's ticking, Badge.
Okay, I'll help you.
Attaboy. And when this is all over, maybe I'll even let you load old Bruce's sweet personality onto a flash drive so you could turn him into an app to chat with.
Bruce, if you're in there...
Enough of that. Are we doing this or not?
Birdie, ask Ivan to prepare the lab.
We can't do this.
We don't have a choice.
All right. Ivan?
Yes, Queen Birdie.
Prepare the robotics lab.
Okay, I'm gonna hook you up to the mainframe so I can access your programming.
Do what you gotta do, Badge. Anybody wanna say goodbye to Bruce before we start the extraction?
He wouldn't want this. This isn't the real you.
Oh, this is the real me. Bruce was the mask. Bruce was somebody the Anders family made up so they'd feel better about what they did to me.
Atom model connected.
Go ahead, Ivan. Start the process.
Beginning extraction of Bruce files.
Ugh. You have no idea what a weight is being lifted. Birdie? Badger?
Bruce! You're still there!
What's happening?
He's trying to get rid of you. You have to hold on.
I can't. I'm trying, but I can't. Ugh! Stop that! Get out of my head! Ugh! Ugh. That's better. Ugh!
Badger? Badger, what did you do, Adam?
He did his job. Now I don't need him anymore.
What? But you said—
I'm a liar, Birdie. You of all people know that. Now, shall we go up to the roof to see if you can live up to your name? I dropped you out of a helicopter a couple of years ago. But looks like this time there'll be no water to cushion your fall, mermaid. Who could that be? Hello?
Is this Adam?
Who's this?
I'm very glad to hear your voice. I've heard so much about you.
I'll ask again. Who is this?
My name is Jude. I'm the one who had you brought back online. You're welcome, by the way. Is this a good time to talk?
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows Imagination.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.